This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you on our live Saturday night edition. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That is 855-450-3733. Plenty of stuff to discuss tonight that's on my mind. And, of course, we're here to take your calls and your thoughts as usual. You're free to call in and talk about whatever you like. Take control of the airwaves here. You can also find us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. And if you do call in via the Discord line, you can sound almost as if you're sitting right here in the studio. Speaking of the studio, in studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and I'm joined by...
I'm Ian.
And we are here. I've got some stuff I'd love to talk about. I've got a headline, investigation reveals state is arresting and jailing citizens over unpaid medical bills.
Oh, lovely. What happened to no debtors' prisons?
Yeah, that's my question. I would like to know that myself.
I've got a money-related story, too, where government agents took over $180,000 from somebody trying to just go buy some trucks.
Wow.
Or a trucking company.
Wow. I also...
if you got cash, you must be a criminal. That's what they think.
I'd like to just mention this. I, having lived in a large city, Seattle, Washington, for 22 years of my existence, I definitely experienced road rage.
Oh, yeah. Right? You gotta drive to work.
On the freeways.
How long was your commute?
My commute, well, depending on traffic, my commute distance was just under 7 miles. So we'll call it 7 miles for just, you know, our discussion.
So if you were, like, if you actually had clear roads, you could get there in 10, 15 minutes.
Like 7 minutes,
yeah,
even, right? Because I lived near a freeway on-ramp, and, you know, the place I had to go to was just off of a freeway. And so
how long did it actually take?
45 minutes in the mornings, you know.
What about going home?
30 minutes, thereabouts.
Wow.
You know, depending on, you know, what was going on. If there was road construction or some sort of thing going on in the downtown area, of course, it took longer. So, but I have discovered the cure for road rage, and I'm going to share that with you all.
Really?
Maybe a little later.
Oh, that's a good tease. I want to know.
We
better get to that one, Captain.
You won't believe what the cure is.
Clickbait.
So, can you, the story that you have...
You want to hear about the government agents?
Well, yes.
Stealing money?
But you had another one, too, right?
Oh, also, a young girl, 6 years old, in trouble at school because she made a finger gun gesture. You know, we all did it when we were kids, right?
This again, right?
Yeah, it's come back again. Except this time, she has Down syndrome.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you want to hear about this?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Reason.com, Robbie Sove has the story. School officials at Valley Forge Elementary in Teddefrin, Pennsylvania, called police on a six-year-old girl who made a finger gun gesture at her teacher and said, "I shoot you." Now, you know, we've been reporting on this zero tolerance.
I shoot you.
That's what she allegedly said.
I could see myself as like a six-year-old, like doing the finger. I remember. I actually remember doing this and like you know, playing like I don't know Cowboys and Indians or whatever, and like somebody would, you know, point their finger gun at me and pow pow, and then I'd fall down and pretend like they got me.
Ah, okay.
You know, so and then we'd repeat that except go the other way. So everybody had a turn to die. You know, it was. Anyway, go ahead.
So, yeah, and we've been following these stories, I don't know, as long as Free Talk Live has been on the air, of this ridiculous trend towards what they call zero tolerance in the government school system, where anything that used to be just kind of like a normal thing for kids to do in schools is now treated as though it's a criminal act. And, you know, every time something like this happens, I always think I've seen it all. That's it. They've gone as far as they can possibly go. But no.
But no.
Now they're picking, because they've done the finger gun thing. They've given kids a hard time for that in recent years. But now to do it to a girl who honestly couldn't possibly really know any better.
Right.
You know, she has Down syndrome. And she didn't understand, according to her mother, what she was even saying or doing. The principal and teacher agreed that the girl, Margot, had not intended to make a threat. But they informed the authorities anyway, citing a district policy that mandates safety threat assessments in all such cases. So not only do you have zero tolerance, you also have zero thinking, zero ability to actually assess individually a given situation and say, do we really need to bring the police into this situation? Does Margot here, our 6-year-old girl with Down syndrome, really need to have that experience over this?
Does it say who called the police?
The administration. I mean, whoever it was.
Where was this? In a school or something?
Valley Forge Elementary in Tetefryn, Pennsylvania.
Okay, mm-hmm. So arguably a teacher or some sort of adult, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing it was the administrative office. Usually the way things go.
The principal or somebody.
Yeah, usually the way things go would be the teacher would inform the principal's office and then they would bring in the police.
Why on earth would your reaction to somebody pointing a finger gun and going, I shoot you, a 6-year-old, be to call the police?
Well, it's policy is what they said, Captain. So they were just following orders.
Oh, my God.
We were just following orders. Our policy says we must call the police. It doesn't matter if she's 6.
That is horrifying.
The police must be informed. She needs to have a file.
I was fine with everything up until they said, quote, and we have to call the police, said Margot's mother, Maggie Gaines. She told reporters, quote, I said, you absolutely do not have to call the police.
Yeah.
Unquote. Well, that's what an actual human being would do. They would assess the situation and make a decision based on the individual circumstances. But that's not how bureaucracy works. You know, when you're a bureaucrat, you, even though arguably you are a human being, you know, they all have families. They probably still have feelings.
For sure.
They just have to somehow put all that aside and act like a robot. Oh, no. Well, you know, I understand Mrs. Margot or Mrs. Gaines. We understand how you feel, but our hands are tied. It's policy.
So does it say what happened? So they called the police, and then what happened?
Well, it was a completely unnecessary move, according to reason, for the school to involve the cops, which had the effect of creating a police report referencing Margot's actions. Unfortunately, district officials follow a policy of automatically calling police anytime someone's safety is remotely threatened, according to the Washington Post story.
That's pretty remote, man.
Yeah, it's as remote as you can
be. How much more remote should you potentially get? Right?
According to Savvy Mainline, the Tetefryn Easttown School District ramped up its threat assessment protocols in 2018 in response to a spate of school shootings nationally and a highly publicized incident where a local middle schooler was subjected to anti-Semitic threats. At a January meeting, one former school board member said the changes were, quote, driven by events that occurred in our middle schools or high school. And according to the story, the intent had never been to involve police when elementary school students made, quote, non-substantive threats, unquote. Well, look, this just goes to show you that the intent of a government rule, when it's created, has really no bearing on what will actually happen, on how it will be carried out, how the individual bureaucrats will interpret that particular rule. Another former school member who had a hand in drafting the policy testified last week that he never imagined it would be applied to a 6-year-old with Down syndrome. But it was.
Ay, ay, ay.
Lawmakers, back to reason here, lawmakers and policy architects frequently suffer from failures of imagination. They presume their laws and policies will be followed in exactly the manner they intend. But the officials who carry out and enforce said policies don't always exercise good judgment. Instead, they overcomply with the policy and follow it to the letter, which produces absurd results like these. And the only way that they can, you know, again, do this, in my opinion, is to put aside any kind of humanity that they have. Lock that up, put that away, and we must follow the words on the paper. It has to be done this way. We cannot deviate.
It's
doesn't matter how much damage we do.
It's pretty unbelievable. 855 450 free.
I mean, does anybody support this?
I certainly don't. I hope you don't. Do you support calling the police on six-year-olds who point finger guns? Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts.
I don't think there's ever a reason to call the cops on a six-year-old. Come on. Call the parents.
Please. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition, And here in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, and I'm joined by...
I shoot you.
You do? Ouch! I'm shot!
I'm Ian.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that your Native American name, I shoot you?
Shoots with finger. Oh, wow.
Wow. All right. This is Free Talk Live, and we have some folks calling in.
We do, but hold that thought because we also have local.bitcoin.com, and they are a great sponsor here on Free Talk Live. They've got a global trading platform that actually respects your privacy. So if you want to start trading Bitcoin Cash, with dozens of payment methods, get on over to local.bitcoin.com. And I say they respect your privacy because they actually don't require identification to sign up for the website.
That's great.
One of their major competitors, you got an ID, and it's ridiculous, and the hoops you got to jump through are crazy. On local.bitcoin.com, you don't have to do any of that. There's not even anywhere to upload ID, even if you wanted to. You can't do it. Local.bitcoin.com, get on over there to start trading Bitcoin Cash at local.bitcoin.com. So, yeah, we were talking about this ridiculous story. Reason.com has the piece about a young girl, 6 years old, at an elementary school in Pennsylvania, where they actually called the cops after she made a finger gun gesture at the teacher and said, I shoot you.
What's next? You know, I remember probably something that, you know, an article that made me feel about the same as this article makes me feel. It was where somebody called the cops on a kid for, like, farting. Yeah. Passing gas, you know what I mean?
Well, that's more offensive than a finger gun, in my opinion, but it's still ridiculous.
It can be, depending on what the kid ate, you know?
It's still ridiculous to call the police over that.
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit more, but first...
Well, I want to know if anyone supports this. I mean, there can't possibly be an actual human being who could take something like this seriously.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Do you support this? Let us know. Yeah. Give us a call, 855-453.
And also, sorry to interrupt you there, but what do the bureaucrats think is going to happen to them? Why do they follow the policy so strictly? Do they really think that they're going to lose their job if somebody in the school board catches wind? Because first of all, they'd have to find out, right?
Catches wind.
Right. They'd have to find out that this happened in the first place. And if they didn't report it to the police, if they just, you know, filed whatever they normally file when some sort of incident happens in their office and it just stays there, there's no way that it would be brought to the attention of the school board.
Who construed this as a thing that needed,
the teacher must have come down and, like,
they're,
you know.
They're freaking children, for Pete's sake.
The teacher must have sent the girl to the administration, and then they must have called the cops. But if they had just stopped at the administration, if they'd just been like, oh, okay, well, look, honey, you know, you're not supposed to do that. We'll call your parents, and I even think that's an overreaction. But even if that's what they did, and then it ended there, okay, you can go back to class or come back home, you know, go home and then come back tomorrow or whatever the in-school kind of suspension might be. And then they just let it drop. There's no way it would go anywhere from there. It's not like they're going to find out that they violated their special little policy. It would be done.
Yeah, it's...
And can you imagine?
I can't, no.
If it did get to the school board, and if the school board was like, you should have called the cops, you're fired. You can't fire teachers for anything, right?
Our policy clearly says that in this specific situation, you must notify the police immediately.
Then that would make news. And it would make even, you know, bigger news. My God, these, you know, people got fired for doing the
principal,
right thing.
School staff fired for not calling the police for a childish thing.
So what are they so afraid of? I mean, it's just pathetic, these bureaucrats. Just acting so inhumane. Sorry, go ahead with whoever's next.
Agreed. All right. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have James calling in from New Jersey, California. I don't know how that's possible, but James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, sorry about that California thing. I'm actually from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
California.
It's about the same.
What's going on, James?
Okay, so I just wanted to talk to you about the coronavirus because I'm a little confused about something.
Okay.
So, you know how a lot of, like Japanese people are here in, like, California, right?
You mean Chinese people?
Yes, Chinese people.
Okay.
And they have the virus. So why doesn't the government, like, close the borders, let no more of the Japanese people could come in and spread the virus? I mean, can't they quarantine them there and get rid of it there?
You mean the Chinese people?
I think they have done quarantines on people coming to the United States from the Wuhan province.
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese folk have quarantined Wuhan, or so I'm told, led to believe, and, you know, seen videos of the empty streets and all that kind of thing. The airlines, for the most part, have stopped at least all major air traffic coming to and fro for, what, 2 weeks or something? They're quarantining
more than that?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just kind of the vague and general information that I know. So, you know, I don't know what else can be done. Have you ever heard of a country actually closing its borders effectively? I mean, there's always ways around all of that. Even if a government did say, okay, our borders are closed, you know, factually closing borders to any traffic coming to and fro is literally impossible.
No, I've never heard of that before. But I was just a little curious about that, you know. It was kind of weird to me.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. I think, you know, we've seen, you know, these sorts of scares before with the swine flu and the bird flu and the, you know, God only knows flu or whatever, right? You know, these other things that have gone, and like literally nothing has happened. So, you know, I've read a little bit about it. You know, am I concerned? Yes. Do I think people are perhaps overreacting just yet? Perhaps.
Yeah. And one more thing. Ian, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm the autistic person who called like about 2 months ago about me being home alone and being anxious. I don't know if you remember that call.
I do vaguely recall that, but we do have a lot of autistic people call the show.
Might even have a couple of hosts.
It's a libertarian talk show. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to give you an update and say that I'm fine now and finally found a therapist for that.
How did you become fine after 2 months? You were, if I recall correctly, very concerned about doing even basic things like leaving to go get a job or job interviews, that kind of thing.
Well, it started off with a program that I go to. They were basically downgrading us the whole time without us even knowing. My parents actually went there to one of the meetings, and they heard it, and they understood me, or understood him, and they said that they were downgrading me instead of...
What does that mean? They were harming you somehow?
No, they were, like, making fun of other people outside of the building. Like, there was a guy washing windows, and he was like, is that a job that you want? This lazy guy out here doing a job like this? He got a mental problem, and he's got a lazy job.
Washing windows is not a lazy job. Yeah, you're right. They are definitely being very... That sounds like a really counterproductive place to go. Washing windows is an industrious job, and it's not, you know, not easy work. You got to do a good job, or you're going to get fired. So, good. I'm glad to hear things are working out for you. You found better therapy. It sounds like you moved on. Thanks, dude.
Hey, thanks for the call, James. I appreciate it. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you like here on Free Talk Live. We're going to talk about a little bit more about this arrest. I'm sorry, these cops being called on the girl, and more of your calls coming up.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops.
Infections and deaths from the new coronavirus in China ballooned for a second straight day as officials near the epicenter of the outbreak are struggling to keep up with a backlog of patients' lab work. Confirmed cases of the virus rose to 63,851 in mainland China, an increase of over 5,000 from a day earlier, according to the National Health Commission. The death toll now stands at 1,380, up 121. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, welcome back. The live Saturday night version of Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com and on your radio station. You can also stream us live if you so choose. You can find us on our Discord server as well at discord.lrn.fm. Our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Edge Wallet, by the way, want to let you know that I love it. It is the wallet that I use more than any other cryptocurrency wallet.
I used it for dinner tonight.
Excellent. So did I. Nice. We were at the same dinner.
We were.
And you can go and get your own copy over at your iOS or Android app store. Just download Edge Wallet, E-D-G-E, Edge Wallet. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies, a variety of them, in fact. Of course, the classic Bitcoin, BTC, is there. And others like Dash or Bitcoin Cash, Ripple, Stellar, Monero, and many more. Go to secure your freedom by visiting edge.app. You can learn more about the technology behind Edge and the veteran team that's been building crypto wallets since 2014. edge.app, edge.app, or just go right now to your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge Wallet. It's so easy to get into because it is a username and password backup. Instead of a lot of these wallets, these crypto wallets, you got to write down 12, 18, or 24 words, and then you got to store that somewhere safely. It's a lot of words. Username and password keeps it simple, but you still want to write those things down just to make sure you've got your backup. Don't ever store your backup information on the same device because you don't want to break the thing, and then you can't ever get your crypto again. So keep that in mind and go to edge.app.
Speaking of dinner, just a quick shout-out if you're ever in New Hampshire, Kirby's Q, great barbecue, great people as well. Just a quick shout-out there. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to a friend of mine in Seattle, Washington, listening tonight. His name is Oof, and that's all you need to know.
All right,
he is definitely listening. He likes to text me whenever he's listening,
all right.
And I did receive a text, so there we go. Let's go straight away to your calls and your thoughts. We have Jeff in Florida calling tonight. Jeff, you're live on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big Libertarian fan here. I've never heard this show before, but I'm passing through Daytona, Florida, and you guys start talking about Bitcoins and things like that. I'm like, this is right down my alley.
All right, cool. You're listening to WNDB there in Daytona. So what do you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, good deal. So about the case with the school and the pointing of the gun with the finger and all that stuff, I heard one thing that you guys are just talking about, how it's hard to fire a teacher. I'm not so sure about that. You know, my wife works for a school system. It's a very long story, so I want to be succinct, but she works for a school system, and she's currently under an ethics investigation for something that she did.
Ethics investigation.
Under an ethics investigation for something that she did as an employee of the school system. And everyone is running around there, and they're scared, out of their wits about talking to these ethics people, either in support of or against her or anything. Essentially, she's a custodian. She found a very valuable phone. She had nowhere to put it. She had no administrator on site to give it to. This was very late at night. And she's in personal custody of it because she doesn't have a locker on site or anything. There's no Dropbox on site or anything like that. The only thing that she could do realistically is take it home with her. And so she is alleged to have done some kind of ethics violation as a result of that, but these guys, the teachers, they're scared. They're so scared to say anything in support of her for fear that there might be a retribution through the chain of command, that they may not be able to work for the school system in the future or a different school system, or you just never know,
Did you say she found a stone?
A cell phone.
Or a phone?
A very valuable cell phone, like one of these new iPhones with all the cameras on it,
I
knew that was valuable. But, and they tracked it. Right to her house and, sent the dang school police and all that kind of stuff,
How long did she hold on to the thing? I mean, she took it one night.
A matter of hours. It was a matter of hours. She didn't even get a chance to come in and start her next shift before she had to be showing up in the morning. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks.
I've got more questions. So she's being targeted. How long has this investigation been going on? Is she suspended?
Well, they have a few weeks. She's not under suspension. She's not under anything like that. They have a few weeks to complete the investigation to wrap it up. She will be represented by multiple counsels at the interview if there is an interview. I'm just here to tell you. This is such a good old boy political type system, that the lack of free market competition is the way that I view the problems that she's under currently with this ethics stuff in the school system, and the lack of competition or presumption of competition is the problem here. It's the blob, as John Stossel likes to talk about, the 40% overhead on top. That's real,
Well, and I'd just like to point out to our listeners that you're telling us that your wife, who's a teacher, assumably in a public school.
She's a custodian.
A custodian. She works for a public school, yeah?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is under an ethics investigation by arguably the government, has proven over time to be one of the least ethical organizations ever of all time in the history of man.
Right.
Yep.
It's so sad. But look, my point about that you were calling regarding was that it's very hard to fire teachers. Okay. I don't know if the same thing applies to custodians, but I know that, these teachers, once they get past their initial phase, there's I don't know what they call it, but, the initial phase of their career, and they get into this tenured portion of their career, they can't be touched. I mean, it is near to impossible. They would have to murder a child in their care in order to actually get fired in a lot of these school systems. It is very, very difficult. Their teachers' union is very protective, and I suspect the teachers' union does not represent school custodians. That's just my guess.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely correct about that. The one thing that I will tell you about that, and essentially the genesis for the reason of my call is that she was told by the custodian who she replaced, who was a full-time custodian for many, many years, she was told essentially that someone else did exactly what she did. They took personal custody of some valuable item, and they were fired. As a custodian, they were fired. Now, you're absolutely right that the rules for teachers, I'm sure they're vastly different. I'm sure that these unions are
Is there a union for custodians? Is there even a...
Yeah, there is a union. There is a union for custodians. They're not very powerful. They're not, but as far as I know, they're not affiliated with, like, the AFL-CIO or, you know, any SEIU is what I'm trying to think of, you know?
Yep.
But they're just not as powerful as the teacher community, you know. So I'm just saying, don't broadly paint with too broad a brush on that subject, you know, because in the case of custodians, I can tell you it's definitely not the case.
Thanks for sharing that story with us, dude. I'm glad you found the show here tonight. And check us out anytime at freetalklive.com, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. You know, no good deed goes unpunished, right? You find a thing, you're like, oh, what should I do with it, right? You don't want to leave it laying around so some other person can, you know, come and steal it or do something nefarious, right? And so you decide to do what you think is right, only to be punished.
Man.
That is the way.
Should have turned the phone off.
Yeah.
She didn't think she was doing anything wrong. You know, she didn't think she'd have to.
It's just incredible. And again, you know, the whole ethics investigation, I find it just weird that,
hypocrites,
you know, bureaucracy investing individuals for ethics violation. That just really takes the cake. Let's go straight away to Graham in Erie, Pennsylvania. Graham, you are live on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
About the story about that one girl in Pennsylvania that they called the police on because she made a hand gesture and she said some goofy language she saw in a movie.
She made the finger gun and said, I shoot you.
She was six.
The thing about that is that in Pennsylvania, you can anonymously call every alphabet soup of government agency. And
all right, Graham, hold that thought. We will bring you right back. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here. Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts. We'll have more from Graham and more about this story coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. I just love the word yowza. I just wanted to say it on the radio. Yowza. I don't know where it comes from or what it even means, but, you know.
It's an exclamation.
It just sort of rolls off the tongue. Yowza.
It usually is used in to express surprise, I think.
Oh, right? Interesting. Oh, I thought it was more like a right on kind of a thing.
Really?
Yowza, yowza.
No, I've never heard it used. You could be right.
Like I said, I know nothing about it. I just think it's a cool word.
I'll see if it's in the dictionary.
This is Free Talk Live, by the way, and this is the live Saturday night edition, if you hadn't guessed that already. I just thought I'd tell you. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
Urban Dictionary confirms it is an exclamation of surprise.
Yowza!
Yowza!
All right. Well, maybe the next time I'm surprised, I'll be like, yowza!
Well, apparently, definition two is a word signifying approval.
Yowza!
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 Hey. Definition three says a euphemism for any vulgar expression of surprise or sudden pleasure, like, yowza, you look amazing today.
I wonder how many yowzas were used on Valentine's Day yesterday.
Right? I don't know.
You know?
I stayed home.
Hopefully none of our listeners got VD on VD.
Oof, yeah.
That would be bad.
That would not be good.
Yeah. You know, if you didn't have a date or, you know, a lover or whatever, hopefully you showed yourself some self-love.
Yowza, I've got chlamydia.
Yowza. That would certainly be a yowza, you know. Yowza, I'm pregnant, right? You know, that would be an exclamation of surprise.
It's even worse.
Indeed. About to talk to Graham. Graham in Erie, Pennsylvania. Graham, thanks for holding over. What's on your mind?
What I was saying about that 6-year-old girl in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
The one that made a finger gun in her class at her teacher and said, I shoot you, and who has Down syndrome. And they called the cops there. That one.
Where the city I live in, it actually happens a lot worse and more often, and you don't even need to give your name. For example, for the past 5 years, someone has been anonymously calling all these different government agencies accusing me of, like, animal abuse and terrorism and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
Like 5 years ago, someone anonymous, I don't know who it is, I don't know why, so, but either way, 5 years ago, whoever this was, they called the FBI on me, and the FBI actually talked to my neighbors, and they said, we're the FBI, we're looking for so-and-so, and my neighbors told, you know, my apartment to the FBI agents, and the FBI agents, they actually, you know, they were dressed up in their suits, and they actually had their guns showing on their belt holster things. And then they told me, can you quietly come with us? And the IRS
no.
to go and talk back and forth. And eventually they left.
What but were they there for? Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say they came into your house?
No, they wanted me to quietly go with them so they could question me. I refused.
About
they
what?
Showed their badges to me.
Yeah, question you about what did they say?
I eventually demanded they tell me, and they said that someone anonymously called them and said that I'm planning on moving to the Middle East.
Oh, wow. Do you have any idea who would be doing this to you?
I have no idea, but that this actually happens a lot in my town.
Wow. Do you have any known enemies, people that, you know, might not like you for political reasons or some other reason?
Ex-wife, ex-husband, whatever.
Maybe it's a neighbor I told to turn down his radio at 3 a.m. when I was trying to sleep to get up for work in the morning.
That's crazy.
But either way, this has been going on for like 5 years. 2 years ago, the local police were called anonymously, came to my apartment. There was about three or four of them, and they wouldn't tell me why they were there. And they knocked on my door. I let them in because I knew if I didn't, they would have broken down the door.
No, that's probably not true. I mean, unless they have a warrant, they can't legally do that. That's not to say they wouldn't, but they shouldn't be doing that.
But I only let them in so they wouldn't break down the door and then arrest me. And then
did they say they were going to break down the door?
No, but that's the fear, and I don't want to have to pay for the door.
Right. Well, look, I'm not an attorney, okay, so I can't give you legal advice, but it's my understanding if you don't answer the door for the police and they don't have a warrant, then they're not coming in. And if you have a video camera or, you know, a recording device of some sort, maybe on your cell phone, if you record that and you record them coming in with no warrant, then you have absolute evidence that they came in without the warrant. So I wouldn't worry about it. You're best off not talking to them.
In Pennsylvania, we have all these laws. You know, there's now those red flag laws for guns.
Yeah.
We already have those for, like, quote unquote mental crisis called a 302.
Yeah. They've got that in every state, basically. And I'm from Florida originally. They call it the Baker Act there. And that basically means that somebody can have you in what they call involuntarily committed. And that's a scary situation where they can essentially just take you away and lock you into the crazy ward for usually 72 hours for observation. But, you know, that's not what happened in this particular case. And further, if you don't answer the door, then they don't know 100% that you're even there. So the more information you give to them, the closer you get to actually being arrested for something. So generally, I think a lot of attorneys would recommend, and again, I'm not an attorney, but this is my understanding.
But it's not just those two instances. Also, at the same time, the anonymous whomever even called the local Humane Society accusing me of abusing a dog that I don't
that
have.
That sucks.
Wow.
That sucks. And then, you know, like I said, the best
not only
bet...
That, but it's not only that. This happens a lot in my city. People will call children's services on their neighbors as a prank.
Yeah, we live in a snitch society.
We certainly do.
It's sad, and thank you for the call here tonight, man. I appreciate the story, and I'm sorry to hear that's happening to you. But, I mean, it's certainly not unique to Philadelphia or wherever it was he was in Pennsylvania. Is it Erie?
Erie, Pennsylvania.
It's certainly not unique there. I mean, I remember driving through New York City, and there was a huge billboard that said, you know, if you know of somebody that's got a gun, call this number and snitch them out, and you'll get a cash reward.
Yeah, right.
So they're paying people to incentivize them to snitch their neighbors.
Well, and this is a form of harassment, right? Particularly if the person, you know, hasn't done any of the things that you know, are being reported about, right?
And this could ruin their life on just the accusation, just the fact that the neighbors start buzzing. Ooh, did you see what happened at Captain Kickass's house? There were police there. I heard that he's got a dog and he's been beating it.
Yeah,
you know,
and especially organizations like CPS, Child Protective Services. If somebody calls and says, "Oh my gosh, so and so is abusing a child," right?
Yeah,
like they don't need any evidence. Right, they can just come to your house, take your children,
but
you can never see them again, all because somebody accused you of a thing.
And there's no doubt those people have ruined countless families and destroyed lives. However, I don't know how many of the people who deal with these CPS people understand their rights. I suspect most people don't.
Yeah.
It's fairly common in the United States that people do not understand their rights, and they do not understand how to exercise their rights. And the number one thing you need to remember is you don't have any obligation to talk to any of these bureaucrats.
Yeah,
doesn't matter if they're from CPS. It doesn't matter if it's the county sheriff. It doesn't matter if it's the police. You don't have to talk to them. And again, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give legal advice, but that's my understanding. And I've exercised my rights when it comes to the police before, and it helps a lot. And if you don't even answer the door, remember, just because they answer the door in every movie and every television show you've ever seen,
doesn't
mean that you have to do that. Okay, they do it because it furthers the plot, and that's, you know, the message that they want to send is that when the police show up, you're supposed to answer the door.
Yep.
Well, what if you don't? Well, he's worried they're going to bust the door in. A legitimate concern, mind you, because the police can, you know, go off and do whatever they want, it seems like, and murder people and get away with it. So I can understand the fear, but for the most part, they're going to just go away. If they can't determine that you're inside and they don't have a warrant for your arrest or have a warrant to search the premises, they have to leave at some point.
Yeah, don't talk to cops is my personal advice. Again, I'm not an attorney. This is not legal advice. But I even read something recently where, like, a bunch of attorneys got together and were like, hey, can you think of, you know, a time when, you know, your client talked to the police and it helped them?
No.
And they were all like, no, we can't, actually. In fact, you know, and all these attorneys had, put together, 50 years of experience or something, you know. Yeah. And they were like, we can't think of one instance when talking to the police.
Not when they're investigating you.
Ever helped.
The only time, in my opinion, the only time you should talk to the police is if you called them.
Yeah.
And even then, you're risking something, you know.
And
whenever you're talking to the police, you're risking being arrested.
And when the police have been to my place once since I relocated here, and I did answer the door, but I answered the door like this. I opened the door, walked out, and closed the door behind me.
That's one way to do it.
And stood and talked to this particular officer on the porch. 855.
Don't let him in, don't let him in.
450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. More of your calls and thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.